Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Tupelo's on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE Factory Approved Warehouse Outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Johnny Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Monday night. Got a little Monday night action tonight. And we also are at Tupelo. So come on out here. You know where it is, 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. Watch the game, hang out, and if you bring an unwrapped, unopened toy and find Michelle, we're going to give you something. How cool is that? Really good giveaway stuff. You want to go ahead and turn his mic on? Would that be okay?
Can I play along today?
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman, okay? Just so you know, we need both of us to actually make the show not suck. Also, I just want to let you guys know that for those of you who are thinking about buying our – introduction to sports betting book and giving
which
it
you should everybody should
yeah if you haven't bought it yet then no but that's pure communism but if you want to give it as a gift it will be set up tonight where there's a gift card option where you can just click on that and pay for it and you can send the code to somebody so they can get it. So if you have someone in your life that you want them to improve their gambling skills, so maybe they're not losing all your lunch money, you know, maybe they're not having to sell the car and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to get somebody an easy gift.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real easy because you just download it and send it to them and they get a nice little virtual gift card. You say, wow, that's cool. And it only cost me $12.99. That gives the illusion that you care.
Yeah.
And that's important. So check it out. That should be available tonight. If not, it'll be available tomorrow. But anyway, it's available there. So as is, if you're a Royals fan, we have the Royals book is doing real well too. All right. Let's go through the NFL, all the games from yesterday. And we will start off in the Meadowlands, where the Jets completely outplayed the Giants most of the game, and yet the Giants still had a big lead that they blew again.
How does that happen? I mean, have you ever seen a more inept team late in games than the Giants this year?
You know what they remind me of? They're better than this, but the 2-14 Texans that
– they're around there.
That just kept finding ways to lose.
Man, I had – and not to brag, I had a really fantastic week betting the NFL.
Yeah.
And I would have had a perfect slate. I would have gone 7-0 in the early games if it wouldn't have been for the Giants. They blew it for me.
Yeah,
And Fred, what was my biggest bet of the week in the NFL?
Your biggest bet in the week was Saints, right?
No, it was the Giants.
Oh, was it?
It was
oh,
the
okay.
Giants. The Saints were up there.
No, I thought you were pretty big on that one, too.
I was big on the Saints. I was big on the Bills. But the Giants, I had a lot of confidence in, and to watch them choke away that lead, not kick the field goal when they had an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, you miss a field goal in overtime, too. That's just
you team, missed the only field goal the guys missed all season long.
That team finds ways to lose, and that's never any good.
Nope.
Well, one game, I was like, I didn't make too many bets yesterday, but I wound up pouncing on the Cardinals early, too, and they pounced on the Rams 27-3. The Rams are just – without a quarterback, you're a mess. It's that simple. And the Cardinals are one of the best teams in football. You've been saying it all year. No real surprise in how that one turned out.
No, none at all. And, you know, this is what we've been saying, and that's why I was kind of questioning whether Todd Gurley was like a must-play in fantasy.
Yeah.
You know, the Rams are almost – you know, they almost have to be a one-dimensional offense because teams are just going to go in and say, okay – we're not going to let Todd Gurley beat us.
Yeah.
Someone else do it, and the Rams don't have anyone who can do it.
And the truth is some teams aren't good enough to do that, but the Cardinals are. And you got no chance when that happens. Buccaneers.
And by the way, Carson Palmer, have a day, son.
He's decent.
Have a day.
He's decent.
On a day where by the end of it everyone was saying Cam Newton's the automatic, no-doubter home run, slam dunk MVP, They are overlooking Carson Palmer and what he's done this season. Well, that guy has been brilliant.
And let's be careful about anointing a guy after they play the Saints defense.
Exactly.
Even though
Eli could have been the MVP leader at one point.
No, and let's be honest. I think he is the leader, but let's not give it to him off of that game yet. There's still a few left. Buccaneers beat the Falcons 23-19. Falcons continue to go the wrong way. And don't look now, but the Bucs are 6-6.
Yeah, listen, the Falcons did what the Falcons do. They find a way to blow these games. I don't understand what's happened to that team, but, you know, the Bucs, I'm not 100% sold that, you know, Jameis is as good as if he's going to live up to being a number one pick, but he's exceeded all my expectations this season. You know, like for what he would do as a rookie, I think that guy's been very good. Who knows what he's going to be long term, but he's a winner, and that's kind of the big thing about him. When you know coming in, was everyone was like, you know, there's a lot of black or red flags on this guy, but he's a winner, and there's no doubt that guy is a winner. And Tampa, if they can continue to develop him, they've got something special. Meanwhile, Atlanta thought they had their guy in Matt Ryan, and Matt Ryan is trying his best to prove that he is not close to an elite level quarterback.
AJ, what has happened to this team in the red zone? They totally ignore Julio Jones.
Yep.
And they turn the ball over down there. And that's been consistent since they got off to the great start. You imagine if they're going to miss the playoffs at this rate. Seahawks beat the Vikings 38-7. Boy, that game did not. I thought the Vikings would hang in there with them and it'd be a close game. It wasn't. The Seahawks just stepped on their throats from the beginning. They took away Adrian Peterson. And Russell Wilson had a pretty damn good game.
Yeah, and you know, there was a couple things I talked about going into this game was that Minnesota really hadn't played a ton of really good teams this season on their way to that 8-3 record, and this was going to be one of their bigger tests. And the other thing was, don't let Seattle make you one-dimensional.
Yeah.
And Seattle took away Adrian Peterson and forced Teddy Bridgewater to beat him. And I don't think Teddy Bridgewater is as bad as he looked yesterday, but he's still a second-year guy,
right,
and he's got a lot of growing to do.
Against a team that, by the way, is quietly hitting its stride and getting ready for the postseason as they are wont to do. And this is what good teams do at this stage of the season. They start turning it up, and I think that's what we're seeing out of the Seahawks.
And, boy, did I make a mistake. Last week, I lost a fantasy game because I played Eli Manning over Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Did the same thing this week. Now I'm going to miss the playoffs.
Yep. How dare you, sir?
Yep. Some fools never learn, Fred. Russell Wilson starting to figure it out offensively.
Well, I'm going to give you a little tip. Don't ever put Russell Wilson on your team because you don't like him, and then this is going to happen. Get somebody else. Eli and, you know, Andy Dalton or something. Dolphins beat the Ravens. Matt Schaub, pick six. Shocker. Justin Tucker missed a field goal.
I can't believe it.
I can't either.
I can't believe it. The future league MVP missed a field goal.
But the good news was, you know what the number on that was.
I know exactly what the number was. And the Ravens were able to stay in it. We both said the Dolphins have quit.
Yeah.
But that extra point is a big savior on game day. That's why we say make sure you get that three.
Yeah, exactly.
But the Ravens lose by two. They cover for Vegas purposes, but... And not that the Ravens are really playing for anything else other than that. But
they should have won that
game. They should have won that game.
They really should have.
I mean, Ryan Tannehill, you talk about regression. Everybody thought Ryan Tannehill was ready to take that next step, and I questioned whether or not he could because they've never really opened up the offense for him. It's all really short throws, dinking and dunking.
Pretty obvious why they haven't. He's now been through how many offensive coordinators?
He is just a guy. Buck Allen has a day, though, just not enough.
Bengals crushed the Browns 37-3, and now there's talk that Manziel's going to start the last four games. Can the Browns just this is why soccer gets it right with relegation. The Browns should be relegated, and the national champ, whether it's Alabama or Oklahoma, should be able to be the new NFL team.
I'm okay with that.
Goodness gracious. Speaking of relegation, Titans and Jaguars, hey, that was one of the more entertaining games of the day. Marcus Mariota had a monster day himself. So did Blake Bortles.
So did Bortles, yeah.
And Titans.
You know who didn't? Defense.
Yeah.
It was a sour day for defense.
Yes, it was not a good day for either defense. Here's one I admit I didn't see coming. The 49ers beat the Bears. Jay Cutler with one big mistake. Blaine Gabbert actually played well.
I mean, it's the Titans. So
no, we're talking 49ers. Bears,
oh, that's Blaine Gabbert. I thought you were saying Blake Bortles. No, Blaine Gabbert played really well.
Yeah.
Listen, that was another one of my great victories. I hate betting on the 49ers. You know that. I thought this would be a closer game than Vegas was saying. 7 points was ridiculous. The Bears still aren't good, and Jay Cutler had a terrible game.
Well, you know, he hasn't had that kind of game very often this year. Well, he did yesterday. And so much for thinking the Bears might sneak back into the playoff race.
Yeah.
Broncos go in and beat the Chargers 17-3 and continue to play very, very good defense. That's really what's got them where they are right now.
That's the only way they're going to win things. I mean, that's how you're going to get where you're going.
Chiefs beat the Raiders 34-20 with 20 fourth quarter points.
Oh, Derek Carr, you let me down.
He did.
That was my other NFL loss.
He went full Schaub on you.
That was my other NFL loss.
Never go full Schaub.
He had a really good first half and just made a mistake at a key time. And I keep wanting to not believe in the Chiefs, but the Chiefs are a pretty good football team, man.
And you know what? The way their schedule's laid out, that team is
they should
going
make the playoffs.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here, and we'll finish up with the last three games because there's some interest in all of those for obvious reasons. When we
and
come
then
back.
We got some college to talk to.
Yeah, we got a lot of college to talk about. There's a lot of stuff that we have.
I made a prediction.
You did?
It was a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Of the way they would order these playoff teams.
Oh yeah,
and it came through.
Oh yeah. I want to note it for the record, sir. I agreed with you 100%.
Yeah.
That they were going to
do that. Yeah.
So.
There was no way the committee was going to set up Alabama and Oklahoma to play in the first round. Because you know damn well that's what they want for the title game. And you could say what you want. Well, they deserve to jump. It doesn't matter. Whoever would have won in whatever way, Alabama and Oklahoma would not have been a first-round matchup. There was zero chance of that.
And the whole thing about, well, we didn't want to necessarily put them in Arlington. Oh, bull bleep.
BS.
All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Classic Chevy Sugarland presents the Barry Warner Minute.
10 penalties, poor tackling, failure to maintain the edges, the defense looking like the same guys who were 2-5. They forced no turnovers, got little pressure on Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor. The Bills dominated the line right from the start with LeSean McCoy's speed, explosion, and vision. The Bills scoring 3 touchdowns in the first half. And the Texans dropped 2 potential pick sixes in the fourth quarter that could have changed the game. You expect rookie mistake. Corner Kevin Johnson may never eat buffalo wings again, giving up 2 easy touchdowns. But he was outdone by veterans on defense. They were guessing run, gambled, had 8 men in the box. The game tied at 21. Tyrod Taylor found tight end Charles Clay wide open for the game winner. Safety Quentin Dempsey so far away, he may as well have been sightseeing in Niagara Falls.
The Barry Warner Minute, presented by Classic Chevy Sugarland. Relax, enjoy the difference.
Barry Warner and my good friend Don Kerstetter, the owner at Classic Chevy Sugarland, the only Car Pro approved Chevy dealer in the greater Houston area. Don and his professional team will help you find new roads in the Chevy of your dreams today, just as they've done for me, not once, but twice. Here we are, a few short weeks away from Christmas, Don. There are a lot of folks out there who wait until December 26th to buy. Is that wise?
You know, Barry, people really should not wait until after Christmas. For one, I've got a tremendous price on 2015 Chevy Equinox. They are sale priced at just $19,983. That means we're going to sell a bunch of these between now and Christmas, so you won't have as great a selection. Plus, during the week after Christmas, it's traditionally our busiest time of the year. So if you want to get in and get out of the dealership in the most efficient manner, go ahead and buy now at Classic Chevy Sugarland.
The 5-time GMD or the year is located under the Big American flag at highways 59 and 90. Online at ClassicChevySugarland.com.
Classic Chevrolet. Relax, enjoy the difference.
This is Wingstop Tweet Talk. Jimena Briseno tweets, when you're supposed to be doing homework, but order Wingstop instead. Hashtag priorities. The thing with education is, you gotta bring the things you love into the things you learn. Let's do some math. Say you have a 20 piece of lemon pepper wings and your friend wants 5. How many do you have left? 20. Nobody's sharing their lemon pepper. With that bright and bold citrus flavor, it's Wing Famous. So if you haven't tried it, it's time to go to Wingstop, lemon pepper those wings, and get at it.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie.lv, an industry-leading website, is offering a 50% bonus when you join and deposit today. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie.lv. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Call 844-900-2387 or visit us online at mybookie.lv to open an account and claim your 50% bonus. Pull out your smartphone to sign up with our user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Call now to claim your 50% bonus before it's gone. That's 844-900-2387 or go online to mybookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
From the Rig Zone ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, 290 westbound at Tidwell. Crews have completely cleared that accident out of your way. Crews have also just cleared a big accident off I-45, the Gulf Freeway southbound near Bayou Vista. This report is brought to you by KFC. Hungry? Then head to the nearest KFC for a $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken. KFC, it's finger-looking good. Offer includes popcorn chicken, side cookie, medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary. From the Rig Zone ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Hi, this is David Delotti. Need a good relaxer? Try the Tea Tree Service at my Supercut stores, Kirkendall and West Drayford in the Spring Tomball area, and on Silver Road, I-10 and Silver. Great cuts, and the Tea Tree Service will make you feel like a whole new person. Supercuts.
This is the NBA.
Rose will take an out 6 seconds, crosses midcourt with four, puts a move on Shumpert, hesitates, into the lane, he comes, a reverse, up and in! Derrick Rose has it going at the United Center in Chicago. Two-point lead. Steph Curry between defenders with a behind-the-back and a scoop off the window. Just a smooch off the window for Steph Curry. Oh, my God.
That was sweet.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Tupelo's on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Joe says, don't get the Cam MVP hype. Palmer is hands down MVP, except rushing TDs has much better numbers than Cam. The one thing I'll disagree with you on there, Cam doesn't have a whole hell of a lot around him. He's got Greg Olsen and a bunch of guys who can't catch the football. Carson Palmer's got some weapons. And I would also say that, but I'm not going to anoint the guy MVP after they, as we transition into what we were talking about, after they beat the Saints. Which, by the way, Saints covered. That was the important thing. But he was terrific yesterday with five TDs, but everybody's terrific against that Saints defense. So let's.
I don't think that, and Carson Palmer, I've been kind of, you know, blowing the horn for him all year, but I don't think there is a hands down, surefire runaway winner right now. I think Tom Brady's hurt himself the last couple weeks.
Right, and if the Panthers lose three games coming in,
right now here's the deal: if the Panthers go 15-1, 16-0.
He's probably the MVP.
It's hard to argue. But then I keep thinking that, you know, if I could choose anybody off that team, and as if I had like an expansion team and they said, you can have any player you want off the Panthers, I can't tell you I wouldn't take Luke Kuechly or Norman. I mean, I feel like their best players are on the defensive side of the ball.
But
Cam Newton is their offense. Yeah, I mean, he's so valuable to them offensively.
And we've already seen what happens when you don't have a quarterback. And
yeah.
You can have all the J.J. Watts and Kuechlys you want. If you can't move the ball on offense, if you can't score, it doesn't matter. So,
but I don't think it's fair to throw Carson Palmer out of that mix yet. I don't think it's fair to throw Tom Brady out of that mix yet. But I do think beyond those three guys, you're running out of candidates. I think Adrian Peterson probably knocked himself out of the race yesterday. There's just not a – you know, I think J.J. Watt is as good as he's been. The team's just not good enough. You know, it's not.
Well, and he's not having – I mean, he's having a very good season again. But one of the reasons he was in the discussion last year, fair or not, was because he was scoring touchdowns on both sides of the ball. What has he not done this year?
He hasn't scored a touchdown. No touchdowns.
And it's not just the offensive stuff he did last year. It was he was getting defensive touchdowns, and that those are game changers. And that hasn't been happening. So I don't think he's in the conversation unless if they win the next four and he gets 10 sacks during that stretch and a couple scores. Yeah, I think you could get in there, but right now, not so much.
Your Heisman Trophy finalists have been announced.
And?
There are three of them.
Okay.
Care to guess?
Well, I'm guessing Henry is one of them.
Derrick Henry is one of them.
I'm guessing Watson is one of them.
Deshaun Watson is one of them.
I'm going to go long shot here and say Keenan Reynolds.
No.
Okay.
That is wrong. It is Christian McCaffrey. No Baker Mayfield invited to the party. Which is a bit of a surprise to me. He's probably the guy I would have had third on my ballot.
Yeah, I kind of thought they might actually vote Reynolds in, him being a Navy guy and everything, as a third. You know, he's not winning.
No.
It's going to be one of those two. It's probably Henry, but interesting.
But Derrick Henry, Deshaun Watson, Christian McCaffrey, your Heisman finalists.
All right.
And we'll know next Saturday. Next Saturday, we'll know who the champion is.
I thought it would have been kind of cool if Reynolds had been a finalist because he was going to play the Army-Navy game and then fly a helicopter to the ceremony, which would have been awful cool, but oh well.
Austin says, if Houston and Atlanta were to play again, does Houston get blown out? I don't know. I kind of doubt it. I mean, Houston was playing terribly at that time, and Atlanta was playing much better. But I can't with certainty say that Houston's better. I mean, they're all in that mixed bag of teams.
Yeah,
I think it
comes down to who plays well on what day when all these teams play each other.
Those teams are they're teams that are probably going to just miss the playoffs. So they're in the same boat.
I throw them in that same exact box with the Bills and the Jets and all these teams that are right in that same range. And it's just, and I think that's what we've seen, these teams take turns beating each other. I think if they played again, I think if they play 10 times, it probably goes 5-5. It just depends on who does what. Eagles beat the Patriots 35-28. We talked about that game a little bit in the first hour. Patriots, for the second week in a row, blow a 14-point lead. And Eagles did everything they could to get them back in the game late, including not being ready for that onside kick, which made no sense to me. But, again, the Patriots making some weird decisions. The first half onside kick, I don't know what the hell that was about. And just terrible special teams, which is not something that you expect to see out of New England. They don't beat themselves like that, but they have the last 2 weeks. And that's really what cost them the game.
I wonder if, you know, and we saw this a little while ago with the Packers, and we were like, well, maybe the Packers are kind of melting down a little bit, you know. And now the Patriots have lost two in a row. Do you think there's any chance the Patriots are just kind of melting down? They've had a ton of injury issues. Maybe it's gotten to the point where
it's catching up with them.
Just can't keep up, you know.
Well, without Gronk, without Edelman, that's your two best offensive weapons other than Brady, of course. I think that's part of it. You can't just, as good as they've been,
Deion Lewis.
Yeah, you can't just keep plugging in guys and expecting them to produce at the level of a Gronkowski or an Edelman. And that's, I think, part of the problem. And Brandon LaFell's just a guy who Tom Brady makes better, and I think that's been part of it. And they've also had some injuries on the other side of the ball. I think you'd be foolish to write this team off, though. That was a bad loss. I think the loss at Denver wasn't a good loss, but it's like, okay, at least you lost to a really good team. Losing at home to the Eagles is bad, but again, when you look at it in its entirety, they gave them the football game.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we talked about Steelers crushing the Colts 45-10. And, not too much else to say about that other than I freaking love Antonio Brown all but castrating himself on the goalpost. That was awesome.
Why did they throw a flag on that?
I don't know. I guess because it looked like he was trying to,
himself. That's all.
It looked like he was trying to have relations with the goalpost.
No big deal.
Yeah. People do that all the time, right? I mean, they do it with vehicles and everything else.
Yeah. You got to stop yourself. Your brakes don't work. You got to stop yourself.
Joe says Russell Wilson has better numbers than Cam's worst defense, but
Russell Wilson is in the MVP race.
No, and again, when you talk about MVP, you have to take into account what the team's doing. And this is the thing that people didn't get last year when we said, Aaron Rodgers is going to win it over J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt's team was 9-7. I mean, you talk about an unbeaten team with a guy who is their entire offense. He's going to be numbers don't tell the whole story. And they also don't define exactly who's going to win this thing necessarily, unless you're having historic numbers, which isn't the case. But, Russell Wilson's team could wind up 11-5. That's not going to get it done because you could make the same argument. But if the Panthers, I don't think it's a lock yet, though, by any stretch. I mean, they if they go 15-1 or something like that, yeah, it may
which,
be.
By the way, as much as Twitter will try to make you believe this, if you don't think Cam Newton's automatically the MVP, you're not a racist. Now, you can be racist, and you know that could be a reason why you don't think Cam Newton's the MVP. But I was informed yesterday that if you for some reason don't think Cam Newton is the automatic lock of the century MVP, that you're a racist.
I don't think he's a lock by any stretch, but I think he's the leader in the clubhouse right now.
Okay. And if you
does
just
that make me racist or
no, you're not racist. As long as you think he's the leader in the clubhouse, you're not racist.
Okay.
I would just say, you know, when you look at stats and you put down on paper, and if you watch games, and Cam Newton's very important to that team, but I think when you look at what Tom Brady's dealt with from an injury standpoint and still has that team where they are, and I think if you look at the numbers that Carson Palmer puts up, there's no way you can at this point say there's a runaway MVP winner, because there isn't.
Texter says, can I get the shame bell for the gentleman behind me at Tupelo's that asked the waitress who we were and if we're actually ESPN?
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty difficult.
Shame.
They asked if you're commentating a game or something.
No, we're not.
No, we're just up here spouting BS.
That's shame on us, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's coming here and doesn't know who we are? We're doing a poor job of marketing ourselves.
I'll tell you. Oh, well. Somebody also asked about the Texas special teams. I want to get to that at some point. How the hell do you get three ineligible guys downfield on a punt? How does that happen three times in a game?
I don't know.
It didn't really affect anything because they're just five-yard penalties, but that's just dumb, sloppy football. And we saw a lot of that yesterday out of them, and we haven't seen much of that lately. And we talked about this at the beginning. I also want to give some credit to the Bills for playing a very physical game and taking the Texans out of their game a lot. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for over 38 years.
Here's David Dilotti.
Starting with the Texans, it would seem that the season's on the line this week with the Patriots coming to NRG Sunday night. But not if the Colts keep losing. The Texans and Colts have the same 6-6 record, although the Colts' big edge is the win over the Texans. So Bill O'Brien said today, yes, of course, the New England game is huge, but...
I know the race that we're in and those types of things, but, you know, I think, you know, in December, I think every game's big.
The Colts, by the way, are at the Jaguars this week. The Cowboys are on Monday Night Football tonight. Cowboys at the Redskins. College football, Will Muschamp was introduced as the new coach at South Carolina today.
We want to be a blue-collar, overachieving outfit. That's what we want to be known for. We recruit good enough players that buy into that work ethic. A lot of special things are going to happen for us.
Around here, it's about the Houston Cougars and a New Year's Eve matchup with Florida State in the Peach Bowl. U of H coach Tom Herman today was named an Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year finalist. And speaking of coaches, the coaches for the Advocare Texas Bowl will be in town tomorrow. Texas Tech's Cliff Kingsbury, LSU's Les Miles. Hey, a moment for Wonderful Windows. If you're in the market for replacement windows, it's Wonderful Windows. And I say this all the time, but it's so true, and I'm sure a lot of you can relate, that when you're getting work done on your home, none of us are experts in these areas, so you really have to trust the folks you call on, the folks you hire, right? You have to pray to God they get it right, they know what they're doing. They do get it right at Wonderful Windows. It's how they've stayed in business for years and years and years. It's why they get referrals month after month. My own family members use Wonderful Windows, friends as well. Results are always great. 10 windows for under $4,000. 10 windows for $39.95. Lifetime warranty on the installation, the labor, glass breakage. Certified installers. Free estimates. You get it all at Wonderful Windows. 281-565-3565. 281-565-3565. A great window at a fair price. Wonderful Windows.
Oh, nice hit. Speaking of nice hits, how'd you know they were going to win the game by 2 touchdowns?
The same way I knew that Baltimore would beat Cleveland outright last week. Sam Katz. I heard about him on national radio. The man is ridiculous. 5-time champion, 20 years in the business. He's 17-5 since I've started and 6-0 on his top plays.
I got to talk to this guy.
That's the best part. You can get his Monday night game of the year absolutely free on a recorded message without having to speak to anyone. Just call 1-800-679-4455.
So I can call right now and get his Monday night game of the year absolutely free.
Yup, absolutely free. I just called right now and got the winner of Dallas, Washington on the recorded message.
So what's the catch?
No catch. There's no salesman, no hassles, just winners on a recorded message.
So I just call 800-679-4455 and I get his Monday night game of the year free.
Listen, he's never lost his Monday night game of the year and it's on the recorded message right now. 800-679-4455. That's 800-679-4455.
One thing I've learned about car dealers over the years is if their lips are moving, they're lying. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Oh, God, they lie. I made a website, givemethevin.com. It takes all that out of it. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I want to buy your car. You don't have to go to a dealership and get put in a headlock and go through the ringer. Go to givemethevin.com. Enter your VIN and pictures. I will email you an offer letter. You don't have to mess with anything. You don't have to talk to anybody. It's just business.
Sell us your car now at givemethevin.com.
Unfiltered. List them in order. Best to worst. All Kaepernick, right. Cutler, Brady, Rogers. Those are your four.
I'm going to go Cutler.
First, best.
Best.
Yeah.
All right. What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, I agree with that statement. All right. So you got Cutler first as the best.
Weekdays noon to 2 with John Granato and Sean Salisbury on ESPN 97.5.
From the Rigzone ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, 59 the East Tex Freeway, southbound on Will Clayton. Cruiser working to clear an accident out of a couple of right lanes. But now if you're out on the West Park Tollway westbound, just before the West Sam, there is a stall sitting off to the right shoulder. Rigzone is the leading online resource for the oil and gas industry, connecting you to industry news, jobs, and data. Visit Rigzone.com today and discover oil and gas. From the Rigzone ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Tupelo's on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This is usually where Stanford Route joins us, but apparently he's...
He'll get here eventually.
Yeah, just be nice if somebody actually showed up and... Nah, I'm not gonna make fun of the guy.
Yeah, Colby says they threw a flag on Brown using the goalpost as a prop 15 yards on the kickoff. But I don't know if that's what my point, and I know the rule. I just didn't know that that was really using it as a prop. It almost just like he...
If he'd finished the deal as opposed to just...
What if he would have hooked his arm on it and spun around? Would that have been a penalty?
Technically, that's a prop, right?
It would have been. He would have been dancing with it.
Yeah.
Instead, he just skipped the dancing and went...
Straight for the
goodies.
He went full
for the goodie bag.
He went full Bills fan on it.
That's
is what
right.
He did.
Oh boy!
If you haven't seen that video, I have new respect for Bills fan that they're just going to go in 40-degree weather and do the nasty right there in the parking lot. If you haven't seen that, it's on Deadspin. It's not safe for work.
It's so good.
It is.
It's so good. That's how Bills fans celebrate.
I like that girl too.
Do you?
Yeah. That's a little healthy thickness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Buffalo, bro.
Exactly. Oh, trust me. I've spent
time
up there.
That's a Buffalo 9.
Yeah. That's a 9.5 up there. You kidding me? A couple things from the text line is somebody wants to know where do I get the Kansas City audiobook? All at GalMediaPublishing.com, or you can go to the KansasCity.com, the Star site. We'll take you right to it. And of course, if you go to God Media Publishing, you can also get our gambling book. So I would just go directly there.
Yeah.
And I'll be tweeting out the links to both of those during the course of the week, and especially now that we have the gift card thing set up so that you can buy it as a gift for someone. And someone else says, thank you, Fred. You're the first one I heard actually give the Bills credit instead of blaming the Texans for playing down to their level.
No.
No, the Bills played a good game yesterday and had a great game plan. And, yeah, we haven't talked a lot about this, but they did what teams were doing earlier with J.J. Watt, which is you block him with as many guys as you need and make somebody else beat you. And guess what? It works because nobody else can. And nobody else stepped up. I mean, you know, Clowney had the one sack and he had a couple of plays, but for the most part, You know, that's how you – that and, as you said earlier, run the football well. And that's when you take J.J. Watt out of the game.
Yep. And we said coming into this game, this wasn't a matchup where you could suddenly feel like, you know, the Texans are way better or it was an automatic win. These were teams that were even, in my opinion, coming in.
One of their peers and a team that they were going to have to play much better football than they did to beat them. And by the way, I give the Bills credit for not turning the ball over, for running a good game plan that the Texans had no answer for. And, you know, this is one of those instances where they played better. They deserved to win. And, you know, the Texans getting the ball back with a minute and something left and a chance to win the football game because an idiot kicker can't make a field goal or an extra point. If the Texans had found a way to win that game, it didn't mean they outplayed the Bills yesterday.
Nope.
Because they didn't. And I thought Buffalo was better and played better. And, you know, I'll give the Texans credit for giving themselves a chance to win the football game. But, yeah, you also... There's just so many little things you can't do in a close game like that. And how many times this year have they blown a coverage on a tight end? And it happened twice yesterday, and Clay missed one ball. But the touchdown pass, it's one of those things where you shake your head and go, what the hell? How does that happen? I mean, how do you – this is the NFL. No one is ever supposed to be that wide open. And it's just a blown coverage, and somewhere – in this scheme, they've got real problems with covering tight ends because...
And it could have been twice.
Yeah, and it should have been twice. Like you said, you don't see Charles Clay drop a lot of balls like that because he's been a very solid tight end for a couple of years now, and he's a good weapon in the passing game. And my goodness, Sammy Watkins was terrific yesterday too. There were a couple passes that Taylor made to him. The coverage was actually pretty good on a couple plays, and he still made the catch. Taylor put it where the only place you could put it. And, I got to give credit to them more than saying, oh, well, the Texans sucked. But defensively, the Texans sucked. And I think part of that, the Bills did to them. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
I've got some non-football-related news.
Let's do that. Let's do some non-football-related news.
You remember when Ronda Rousey got beat up?
Yeah, I do.
Well, she is... not going to be fighting for a while because she is suspended because she was injured. But apparently Holly Holm hit her harder than she's probably been hit before because...
Shake something loose?
First of all, it says she's very sad.
Oh, okay.
She is sad. And she's going to be featured in the upcoming issue of ESPN The Magazine in the Ideas of the Year edition, deconstructing her defeat to Holly Holm, as well as some of the injuries she sustained by the way of fists and feet to the face. And what she got from this particular bout was the stitches in her lip are still dissolving and a few of her teeth are still unstable from the fight-ending kick to the face.
Jeez. Well, I knew she had plastic surgery right after.
It might be 3 to 6, this is a quote, it might be 3 to 6 months before I can eat an apple, let alone take an impact. How badly do your teeth have to get knocked loose that you can't eat an apple for 6 months? Good lordy. Bro, this fight game is no joke.
No, and well, you talk about that for 3 to 6 months. You're realistically talking a year before she could think about getting back in. Right? I mean, and at that stage, I mean, she's got acting and everything else. Do you think she even fights again?
Oh, yeah, she'll fight again. She can't go out like that. She's too proud. Like, pride with her.
Know. She's very sad. You said it yourself.
Yeah, but pride with her is so much of a deal. There's no way she can go out like that because she still could be remembered as the greatest female martial artist of all time. But
well, if she quits right now, she still is, I think. Unless
Holly Holm doesn't lose.
Right, and goes on the same kind of tear.
And Holly Holm's of the age where if she retired now, no one would fault her. Like if she took one or two more fights and walked away.
Yeah, because she's a little older, but she's still not going to have – she still wouldn't finish with the record that Ronda had.
Nope, but she'd still have a win over Ronda head-to-head.
Yeah, but that's –
and not only that, she would have retired Ronda.
Yeah, but still, that's – I mean, is Buster Douglas better than Mike Tyson? I mean, you have – I think – when you start looking back on things...
Mike Tyson kept fighting, and Buster Douglas...
And Mike Tyson was never really the same after that.
But Buster Douglas was never undefeated. He was never a...
No, but I think when...
This would be much more looked at as the Evander Holyfield to Mike Tyson, a passing of the torch.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure I agree with you on that, because I think in time people forget, and we see it in everything. And we talked about it with Kobe. People are going to forget how awful Kobe's been the last couple of years. People forget about Akeem as a Raptor, and they'll
never forget.
They'll remember if she were to quit now and move on to the movies and everything else. They'd remember her for the machine that she was, and they'll remember the upset and how huge it was. And, you know, if Holly Holm only fights a couple more times, that's not enough of a body of work. I mean, you can't really look back and say, oh, well, yeah, she knocked her out. But
if she fights two more times, defends the title twice, I think that's enough.
I don't know, man. I think especially when you're talking about such a new sport, which is what, at least in the UFC, that's what women's MMA is. I think you look at the whole thing, that what Ronda was able to accomplish. I don't think there'll be any discussion about it. But we'll see. All right, well, when we come back, we'll do a little Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day, or we'll talk to Stanford Rout, or maybe we'll talk to Tony Dorsett. We'll see. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
Ever hear a banging noise when you shut off faucets in the house? The problem could be what plumbers call air hammer. That's when a cushion of shock-absorbing air, which is supposed to reside in vertical air chambers of your plumbing system, becomes depleted. That causes water racing through the pipes to slam against fixtures when they're shut off. There's your noise. Try this. First, close the main valve that supplies the house. Next, open the faucet that's highest in the house. Do the same for the faucet that's lowest. Be sure to flush all the toilets. As water drains from the pipes, in goes the air. As soon as water stops draining from that lowest faucet, shut it off. Then reopen the main valve. That forces air out of the system, except for where you want it, in those shock-absorbing air chambers. Get more info at bobvila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.
Texas Citizens Bank, the best financial partner for owner-managed businesses, offering a full array of financial products and services. Go to TexasCitizensBank.com for more info on business banking, corporate accounts, commercial mortgage loans, and direct deposits from your office. Texas Citizens Bank, the independent, locally owned alternative. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5.
Make it a very Merry Christmas when you get the bed made just for you at Texas Mattress Makers. Nothing beats getting custom fitted for the right bed to give you the best sleep. Your bonus gift from Texas Mattress Makers? No complaints from your girlfriend or wife. She gets her side made just for her. Make it a very Merry Christmas. Buy straight from the factory and save. At Texas Mattress Makers, it's always about your sleep. Visit us at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation today. Better sleep at factory prices. TexasMattressMakers.com. Tell them Fred sent you.
The city of Houston is buried in $12.9 billion of debt. To get Houston out of debt, business and community leaders are voting for Bill Frazier, the only CPA who is running for controller. The Houston Chronicle endorsed Bill, saying, "There's little doubt that Frazier could do the job. He's already done it for decades in the private sector."
This is Bill Frazier. As a CPA, I know the only way to balance our budgets and fix our streets is to stop spending money we don't have.
Bill Frazier for controller. A CPA we can trust. Vote Bill Frazier for controller.
Political ad paid for by Bill Frazier for controller. David Giacosta, CPA Treasurer.
Looking for a thrill, some exhilaration, some extra money? Stop talking sports and get in the game with real Vegas odds, player props, and a 50% bonus. MyBookie.lv is offering a 50% sign-up bonus when you enter code RADIO. Tired of the same old blowout or your team losing? Start putting dough on the spread. Are you a winner? I thought so. Visit MyBookie.lv and cash in today. Bet playoff baseball, NFL college football, and more. Did the game already go off? No sweat. MyBookie.lv offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. They guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. Call now to claim your 50% bonus before it's gone. 844-900-2387 or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best. Cash in today. Only at MyBookie.lv or call 844-900-2387.
From the Rigzoni ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, 59 the East Tex Freeway southbound at Will Clayton. Crews are working to clear an accident out of three right lanes, and traffic's heavy from before FM 1960. And watch for an accident just reported on the Hardy Toll Road northbound at Ritchie. This report is brought to you by Account Temp. Superstars aren't just on the radio. Check out Bob from Account Temps. He's a rock star with a calculator and a microphone. Visit findyourbob.com. Account Temps are Robert Half Company. From the Rigzoni ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Live here at Tupelo, starting to fill up a little bit for tonight's game, which we'll talk about next hour. People keep asking if we have any plays. We'll tell you next hour, so stick around. Do want to tell you, ESPN 97.5 brings back the Christmas sports stocking beginning Monday, December 14th. We'll give away one stocking each day that is filled with prizes. We've got Grand Lux Cafe, Top Brass Military and Tactical, and Time Rook Barbecue, just for starters. Keep them for yourself or use them to complete your shopping list. Listen to the Blitz for your chance to win. And joining us now, a little bit late. Man, we got one guy doesn't – one guy we called, and that was just weird, and then now our other guy's late. What the hell, Stanford?
Hey, man, it's a long story, but all I can say is I truly think that cops, whenever they're on highways, I think they truly go slow just so everybody else can go slow right behind them.
Oh, I do that. If I see a cop going slow, I don't pass him because you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. And I was driving for about a good 10, 15 minutes, like, with the cop just going, you know, real slow, just to slow everybody else down. He got, like, 10, 15 cars behind him. So I apologize for being late, and I want to say it won't happen again.
No, I think it's – if you hadn't been convicted that one time, I don't think it would be a problem.
Yeah, I can't be getting no more speeding tickets. I got a court date on Wednesday that I got to go to for a speeding ticket. So that really wouldn't look good 2 days before my court date getting another one.
Oh boy, man, you got to slow down. So let's talk about these Texans first, because I'm of the opinion that defensively they basically didn't show up. But I think the Bills had a lot to do with that. I think the Bills were a tough matchup for them. What were your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, I think that games like that, up there in the cold, December, those are games like that you can go and easily lose. And not to say that the Texans are now all of a sudden falling off the bandwagon or anything like that. It's just you're playing against another team who's fighting for their playoff lives, and that's what December football is all about.
Stanford, so now looking ahead, Patriots coming in off a couple of losses. Mm-hmm. I'm of the opinion that as long as they win their last three, including winning in Indianapolis, they've got a good shot at getting in. What are your thoughts, and what do you think of this Patriots team after what's happened the last couple of weeks?
I would not want to go and play the New England Patriots after they've lost two games in a row, because I can't remember the last time they've lost three in a row. So they're definitely going to come out ready for blood this Sunday night. That's one thing that is for certain. And I'm of the mindset that these next two games will – decide the season for them as far as the playoff hopes go, Patriots and Colts.
So we've talked about this a little bit earlier. If you had to vote for NFL MVP right now, who would you choose and why?
you can't count out Cam Newton. You can't. Based on what he's done so far with the team winning, and early on he was winning because of his defense. And you watch the game against Seattle. You see yesterday against the New Orleans Saints with his touchdown passes. And what he's done over the last 2 to 3 weeks, you see that he's doing it also on him, not just the defense and everything around him. So right now, you got to give it to him. He's a front runner, definitely.
Let's talk a little college football for a minute, because your guys got it done Saturday.
Tom Herman, cool,
and he's hanging around. So, what does that mean for you personally, and what do you think it means for the program that A, they're keeping him, and B, that's a pretty good season to have to get an opportunity to play at Florida State.
Oh yeah, your first season as head coach, doing that's even bigger. I think it's one step in the right direction of where I've always wanted to go, and that's getting to hopefully a bigger conference on a bigger stage, bigger platform. This right here, they're playing Florida State, and obviously it's going to be a tough matchup, ACC football, I get it, and I just want them boys to go out there and play their hearts out and let the chips fall where they may.
Florida State the opponent you were hoping for? I mean, there was a lot available. Notre Dame, Ohio State were possibilities. Is this the matchup you were glad to see?
I really didn't care necessarily about an opponent. I just wanted them to get in one of these New Year's Day bowls and just the notoriety and the publicity that's going to come from it. Also, the revenue, the money, and stuff like that. But just them being on a big platform, because that's how it all starts. You got to first get your name out there. You got to get on that platform. And then that's when the dominoes start to fall, because you got this game right here. I believe they play Oklahoma, I believe, next year, opening the season. And that's how it starts. That's what you have to go. And that's what you got to hurdle over just to get to where you're trying to go to. And I think this right here is the building blocks.
I think there was one possibility of a game that would have been disappointing. I think it would have been if they would have got matched up against Iowa. And that was a possibility. Mm-hmm. And, had Ohio State gone to the Rose Bowl and Iowa and UH played in the Fiesta Bowl, I feel like that may have been a game that even if UH went and won, there still would have been people asking questions. I think because you got a Florida State, and it would have been the same for Notre Dame or Ohio State, if UH goes out and hangs with those guys – it proves something.
It does.
Whereas if they went out and they beat Iowa by 10, people still would have questioned it.
Yeah, because Iowa's got that country style big boy football, just run the ball, real hard nosed defense, no flashy skill position players, things like that. Not really many guys that, if any, they'll even be playing on Sundays. So yeah, I definitely see what you mean. This Florida State it's intriguing. It really is, and as crazy as it sounds, like Florida State is the school that I wanted to go to back when I was in high school, and now they're playing against my alma mater, so it's definitely going to be a good game, I feel, on New Year's Eve.
Do you think the committee got it right with the four teams? I mean, we're kind of of the opinion that it was pretty easy for them, but can you make a case for anybody other than the four that they took?
Not really. I think they got it right for the most part, and you're always going to have people of the mindset that, well, no, this team shouldn't be in because Oklahoma lost to UT, and to lose to UT right now is kind of embarrassing, even though Oklahoma went and ran the table for the rest of the way. So you're always going to have the people of the mindset where they feel this team shouldn't make it because of that loss, and this team should make it because their loss was against a better opponent than Team X. So you're always going to have that, but I think for the most part they got it right. I really do.
That's Stanford Rout, former UH Cougar, former Oakland Raider, briefly Houston Texan as well. You got any thoughts on tonight's game? We keep hearing from everybody saying the Cowboys aren't dead if they can win this. Do you think they have any chance of going and beating Washington, or can we just stop talking about the Cowboys?
I think any team can win the NFC East right now. No team in the NFC East is showing that they actually want to win the division. Somebody's going to win it, obviously, by default, but nobody's actually showing that they want to win it. Yeah, the Cowboys can still win the division. But once again, if they win the division, where are they going after that? You still don't have Romo. Dez Bryant is still kind of banged up. The defense in the secondary is still the secondary. So where are you going if you actually are able to sneak into these playoffs? Where are you going? But I would much rather go to the playoffs and lose than not go to the playoffs at all. But it's definitely up for grabs. It's anybody's division. Still is.
All right, that's Stanford Rout. Of course, played at UH, also played for the Raiders, joins us every week to talk a little NFL. And Stanford, as always, appreciate the time, my friend, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Yes, thank you, guys. And next week I will be on time, I promise.
We're counting on it. Otherwise, you're fired. All right. I got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. Listen, we're getting to that time of season where everybody's doing their holiday parties, and if you're not being safe, these things can be a real danger. You don't want your people – if you're throwing a holiday party, you don't want your people to be getting into trouble over these things. You got to take care of them. And if you go to the website, texasdwilaw.com, that's Gary Trichter's website, there's a few notes and nuggets you can use to help make your holiday parties a little bit safer, surviving this time of year where there's a lot of these no-refusal weekends. Have your party on a Friday so folks can sleep in or give them the next day off. Encourage your guests to designate a volunteer non-drinking driver if they come in groups, or just pay the taxi fares for your guests. If you're going to serve, if you're going to have an open bar, serve food, water, soft drinks at least 30 minutes before the bar opens. It's going to help absorb some of that alcohol and prevent the concentration from getting too high. If you ever find yourself in trouble with the law and you're in need of a good DWI attorney, don't just go digging through the phone book and find the first guy that pops up. You need someone who's experienced in telling the truth about the science involved with these DWI tests, and that's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist right here in Houston, experienced in telling the truth about these tests to juries. One of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. So if you failed the breath or blood test, DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now at 713-524-1010. 713-524-1010, or visit him online, like I said, at texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.